Chihiro here.
Daniel here. If I had studied harder, I would have done better. In this lesson, you will learn how to talk about things that you have finished before.
This conversation takes place at Innovative University, IU.
The conversation is between Naomi, Vicky, and Oksana.
The speakers are friends, therefore the speakers will be speaking informally.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Vicky, have you met Naomi before?
Of course. In fact, we're study partners.
That's right. So, Vicky, how did you do on your history test?
Well, if I had studied harder, I would have done better, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely was a tough test.
Hey, do you both have some time now? Maybe we can go grab a cup of coffee.
I'd love to, but I actually have to go to work now.
Where do you work, Naomi?
I work at the bookstore. You know, the one on the corner of 5th and San Carlos.
Oh, sure I do. I had worked there before they opened the ice cream store nearby. I switched jobs after that.
Do you mean to the ice cream shop?
Of course. Where else? Now I can get all the free ice cream in any flavor I want. Actually, that's where I met Marco.
Marco?
Let's listen to the dialogue one more time slowly.
Vicky, have you met Naomi before?
Of course. In fact, we are study partners.
That's right. So, Vicky, how did you do on your history test?
Well, if I had studied harder, I would have done better. That's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely was a tough test.
Hey, do you both have some time now? Maybe we can go grab a cup of coffee.
I'd love to, but I actually have to go to work now.
Where do you work, Naomi?
I work at the bookstore. You know, the one on the corner of 5th and San Carlos?
Oh, sure I do. I had worked there before they opened that ice cream store nearby. I switched jobs after that.
Do you mean the ice cream shop?
Of course. Where else? Now I can get all the free ice cream in any flavor I want. Actually, that's where I met Marco.
Marco? So, Daniel, what was your first job?
My first job? My first job with a paycheck was as a busboy at a barbecue restaurant.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a first-time job. In the States, many university students hold part-time jobs while they study to pay for necessary expenses. These are usually jobs that don't require a college degree, although some students do find jobs that are related to their major.
Right. Some of these major-related jobs can be in the form of a paid or unpaid internship that eventually leads to career opportunities. The job that Vicky has at the ice cream shop is most likely just one for spending money and not related to her major.
Yeah, nevertheless, her job sounds pretty delicious, don't you think?
Definitely. Okay, now for the vocabulary. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. What's the first word?
Definitely.
Absolutely, surely, will certainly happen or is certainly true.
Definitely. Definitely.
The next word is?
Tough.
Difficult, hard to deal or handle.
Tough. Tough.
Next we have?
Work.
Employment, earning money for labor done.
Work. Work.
The next word is?
Bookstore.
Place of business where books are sold.
Bookstore. Bookstore.
Next we have?
Nearby.
Near. In the immediate area.
Nearby. Nearby.
Next we have?
To switch.
To change. To shift.
To switch. To switch.
Next is?
Class.
Series of meetings at school for a topic of study. Course of study.
Class. Class.
Next we have?
To grab.
To take suddenly. To seize.
To grab. To grab.
Next we have?
Ice cream.
Sweet frozen dessert made of cream or butterfat.
Ice cream. Ice cream.
And the last one is?
Flavor.
The way something tastes in the mouth.
Flavor. Flavor.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is, grab a cup of coffee. In this case, the word grab does not literally mean to suddenly take or pick up the coffee, but it means to have a cup of coffee. In other words, Oksana is saying, maybe we can go have a cup of coffee.
Right. This expression is often used when talking about getting something. For example, if I say, I'll grab something to eat before the show, it means that I will get something to eat before the show.
Okay, sounds good. Let's go on to the next phrase, which is, on the corner of 5th and San Carlos.
This means the ice cream shop where Vicky works is on the corner of the two streets. One street is called 5th Street or 5th Avenue, and the other is called San Carlos. It is common in North America not to say the word street or avenue or road if it's obvious that the streets or avenues or roads are what people are talking about.
Right. And on the corner simply means that the shop is located where the two streets meet. This is also a common expression in describing where something is. I can say something like, I live on the corner of Riverview and Harrington, which means that I live where Riverview Street and Harrington Street meet.
Okay, hope you understand the meaning of both phrases now.
And now let's look at the grammar point for this lesson.
The focus of this lesson is the past perfect. As in the sentence, if I had studied harder, I would have done better. In Beginner Series Season 1, Lesson 8, we learned about the perfect aspect. In this lesson, we will focus on the combination of the perfect aspect and the past tense. Tell us, Chihiro, what is this combination called?
It's called the past perfect tense. In Lesson 8, we explained that the perfect aspect's core meaning is prior or before. This is in reference to another time in the context. And in Lesson 12, we learned that the core meaning of the past tense is remoteness or distance, the most common remoteness being time.
So listeners, since you already know the core meaning of the perfect aspect and of the past tense, you are ready to look at verbs with the past perfect form and understand the grammar.
And if you don't remember or skip those lessons, please go back and listen to them.
Good advice. You can notice the form of the perfect by the presence of has, have, or had before the main verb, and that the main verb is found in the form of the past participle. In other words, it ends with ed or en. In the case of the past perfect, we use the past form of have, which is had. This shows that there is another past event that is the reference point.
Let me give you an example. If I say, I had already eaten dinner when you invited me. Eaten is the past participle form of eat, and with the past tense of have, that is, had, before it, the verb shows that the eating happened prior to the reference point in the context, which is invited, a complete past event. For more on the form of the progressive aspect, see the lesson notes in the PDF for Lesson 8.
Now, let's look at examples from this lesson's dialogue to see how the past perfect is used. Chihiro, what is an example from the dialogue?
In the dialogue, Vicky tells Oksana, "Oh, sure I do. I had worked there before they opened that ice cream store nearby."
In this sentence, she uses the perfect aspect because she is using a past event as a reference point. In this case, the past event is when the ice cream store opened. She also uses the past tense because her working there was prior to the opening of the store. And if you remember, prior is the core meaning of the perfect aspect.
There's another use of the past perfect in the dialogue.
Right. It's when Vicky says to Oksana, "If I had studied harder, I would have done better."
In this sentence, the past tense is used because she is talking about something that is complete and remote. That is, the time she could have studied. She uses the perfect aspect because she is referring to the period before the end of that time. But notice that she is talking about something that is imaginative. She cannot go back and change time.
So, we can use the past perfect to talk about imaginary conditional events. Also, notice that she begins with if, which is a marker for the conditional. If is often used with this form of the past perfect.
All right, let's recap. We use the past perfect to talk about one event that was completed before another event that is the reference time. It is also used with imaginative past situations along with words like if.
And as we have seen in the last several lessons, by focusing on the core meaning of both the aspect and the tense, we can recognize the differences in meaning and use.
That just about does it for today.
Goodbye, everyone.
Later, guys.
Vicky, have you met Naomi before?
Of course. In fact, we're study partners.
That's right. So, Vicky, how did you do on your history test?
Well, if I had studied harder, I would have done better, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely was a tough test.
Hey, do you both have some time now? Maybe we can go grab a cup of coffee.
I'd love to, but I actually have to go to work now.
Where do you work, Naomi?
I work at the bookstore. You know, the one on the corner of 5th and San Carlos.
Oh, sure I do. I had worked there before they opened that ice cream store nearby. I switched jobs after that.
Do you mean to the ice cream shop?
Of course. Where else? Now I can get all the free ice cream in any flavor I want. Actually, that's where I met Marco.
Marco? Marco?